You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Guitarist Mike Baghetta leads the band MSSV with drummer Stephen Hodges and bassist Mike Watt. They've just released their third album called On and On. Baghetta says the band is not beholden to artistic boundaries, something he says he and his bandmates have embraced since they started. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Mike Baghetta and has more.
So one of the things that's fascinating to me about this album is that there are these streams of like punk and jazz, but then there's elements of beat poetry. And then listening to it, it just kind of occurred to me, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, well, this is all kind of part of a lineage. It's all one, essentially.
Oh, yeah, I think everything's interconnected. I mean, that's actually one of the themes of the whole album, you know, given the title track and the title of the record. Everything is the same. Everything is one in a way. In music, it's kind of funny because people, well, not even people, but like corporations and like streaming cartels and stuff, they like to kind of give you this like genre-laden grift about like, okay, pick all the different styles of music you like, and they give you like 25 bubbles and you pick the ones you think you like, you know, and then they file you into that category and they give you the folder. But I don't think it's like that, you know. I think of music as an art that reflects life, or vice versa. I think of music as a mirror almost, you know. And if you think about all the different things you are in life, you're not one thing, you know. You're not a disc jockey, you're not an interviewer, you're also like a dishwasher, and you're a brother or a husband or whatever, you know, like you're all these different things all day long. So why do I have to pick what kind of music I play? You know, it's like this, it sounds so insane in a way when you really start thinking about it. Is a seat at your table. Yeah, to that end, I mean, I listen to all kinds of music. You know, one of my favorite recordings, actually, now that you mention it, is Jack Kerouac reading a lot of his poems and book excerpts to the old TV host Steve Allen improvising jazz piano behind him.
The Mill Valley trees, the pines with green mint look, and there's a tangled eucalyptus hulk stick fallen through the late sunlight tangle of those needles.
You use quite a bit of current technology in your performance, and I wonder if, you know, you use that as a compositional tool, and then secondly, if that's something that's been there essentially since the beginning for you.
Yeah, I wasn't there from the beginning, but I can actually pinpoint the exact moment. My sister, when I was, I think I was 14 or 15, maybe I can't pinpoint it exactly. I was 14 or 15 and I was starting to get into playing guitar more. My dad plays guitar, so it was always kind of around the house and I would bug him to show me some stuff. But I remember one year for Christmas, my sister gave me this CD by this guy named David Torn, and the album was called What Means Solid Traveler. And it's got this really trippy cover, and he's inside with like this big tattoo on his arm and one of those like weirdo looking Steinberger guitars and stuff. I didn't know anything about him. I looking at the album, I was like, what kind of music is on this? I can't even imagine what this guy's about, you know? And so I wore that CD out listening to it. And the big thing I took from that was all these different sounds, whether they be manually acoustically made or electronically manipulated in real time or post-production. But they were pretty much all guitar oriented on that record, you know, for the most part. And I remember thinking like, whoa, this is something kind of really heavy that's happening here, that you can manipulate sound in these ways to create textures and other things to improvise and play with that are not really like from another person that you're facing. A way that you can interact with the music you're making but have it surprise you in real time. This is kind of all these ideas I got from that one record. And of course, later on, I found that there were devices. There were like little samplers and loopers. And then finding ways to incorporate that with a band is really interesting, because it's almost like adding a fourth player sometimes. So it is there. I kind of think about it as my little alter ego, the little like devil that's up on this shoulder. It's kind of what I think of the live sampling as.